It's the hour of round table with myself, He Young, Lai Ming, and Nila. Every day, millions of single adults worldwide visit online dating sites. Many are lucky finding lifelong love or at least some exciting escapades. Others are not so lucky. The industry with eHarmony, Match, OkCupid, and 1,000 other online dating websites in the U.S. wants singles and the general public to believe that seeking a partner through their site is not just an alternative way to traditional venues for finding a partner, but a superior way. But is it actually that?
Well, to answer the question, you'll have to find out how these websites generally work. And prospective members complete a proprietary online questionnaire about their characters, beliefs, values, emotional health, and skills. And this questionnaire could range from 450 to 150 questions on certain websites. Interesting. So through answering these questions, these websites can and sort of produce or attach certain labels to different people on their website. And through these labels, and then also through the working of matching algorithms, they will be able to find similar people that hopefully will have a shot with you living a happy life ever after. But is that really true? I think a lot of it has to do with how well these labels are designed. And then it has to do with how well the algorithms is worked out. And at the end of the day, it depends on how well you know yourself. A lot of the times when you're answering the questions or answering the questionnaires, you are not necessarily telling the answer from the bottom of your own heart. You don't necessarily know. There are cases that, for instance, there's a typical example here in ancient Chinese fables. It's called Ye Gong Hao Long. So this gentleman named Ye, who claimed he loved dragons. Mm-hmm. And there's this real dragon who heard about him and said, oh, so he loved me so much, it's best I paid him a visit. So when the dragon does pay a visit to Mr. Ye, Mr. Ye was scared to death.
That is a really good idiom to demonstrate the situation with this topic, actually.
Yeah, so when you're answering questions, say, I prefer girls with long hair. But in actual fact, you probably don't know you love girls with long hair.
Yeah, a lot of what we think, we believe, is simply perceived belief. And when you're actually in a relationship or want to get together with someone, and then you realize, wow, that's not who I am, what I want at all, apparently. Well, Nila, what do you see as the flaws of online dating sites?
Personally, excuse me. Personally, I've been part of the online dating scene for a while, so I've experimented here and there, some of them because maybe I had just gotten out of the relationship, and obviously they say that, well, normally after a relationship ends, you really want to get on to the next one pretty quickly because you want to get over the pain that you're feeling at the moment. So I've been lucky to go through different online dating sites and apps and stuff, and each one of them is very different because the kind of people you meet, say, on Tinder, and the kind of people you meet on OkCupid, and the kind of people you meet on Match.com are completely different, all looking for different things. And again, excuse me. So as I've realized that as I grow older, the more I tend to, you know, be more honest. You know, the more, because I'm at some point now, I'm in my 30s, I don't want to play games anymore. So I look for similar people, similar characteristic, and the pool gets smaller and smaller and smaller. Now, the danger is for these kinds of sites is the problem is you never get satisfied. You meet one person, but then when it starts getting serious, you start thinking, well, what if I'm just settling? Mm-hmm. What if there's a better option out there? What is this? Always this, the grass is always greener on the other side. And then at the end of the day, you're wasting time. You're going through so many options. And then at some point you realize it's getting exhausting. You start going through a dating exhaustion. And then that's when emotional problems start. Some people end up with mental illnesses. They're like, what happened to me? Why can't I meet my match? Meanwhile, they're just not as satisfied with all the options. We have too many options. You're confused. You don't know what to eat, or you don't know what's the best thing for you.
That's really interesting, actually, because with these websites or these dating sites, they promise that they've used a very sophisticated matching algorithm,
yeah,
and that can find you good people, eligible people, out of the many people in their pool. But actually, it seems like their claim has not been supported by credible evidence.
I just think it's the same as, you know, going to, traditionally before apps, we used to go to bars, to restaurants, to book clubs, to different places to meet people. But then it's not guaranteed that whoever you meet is going to be your perfect Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. It's up to you to find that out.
Yeah, and sometimes without the face-to-face, you simply just cannot make sure,
yeah,
if this is the person.
I think one way these websites can succeed is perhaps to help people identify their deal breakers. And if that label helps people root out or just eliminate the potential hazards, then I think it's going to help people a lot.
And I think the biggest advantage the dating websites have is at least present singles with this pool of people that possibly you can just mingle and hang out and maybe like them. That's it for today's roundtable. Have a great day. Bye-bye, everybody.